horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver!
As the Lone Ranger, with Dan Reed and their Indian friend Tonto, rode trail a few hot miles from the sprawling border town of La Center, they came upon Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez, a very fat and fabulous character. As usual, he was asleep under the shade of a cottonwood when the trio rode up.
Oh, Silver!
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! Oh, boy. Oh.
Is he dead?
No, Dan, he's not dead. In fact, I know him. And as usual, he's sound asleep. Now, watch.
No, don't shoot, don't shoot. It's me, Pablo Alfredo...
Gonzalez.
Oh, patron, amigo mio, my friend.
I'm glad to see you, Pablo. Knowing your love of sleep, I couldn't have awakened you by ordinary means.
No, the life of Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez is shortened by 10 years, my masked friend.
Well, I want you to meet an old friend, and a new one, Pablo.
Well, tanto, mi amigo... When is this?
How, Pablo?
And this is Dan Reed.
Oh, el muchacho. Glad to know the friend of the masked man.
I'm glad to know you, too.
So now, patron, you also have two travel with you.
Yes, Pablo.
Like Pablo, eh? He have his turtles. Dion and Mercury, you travel beside him always.
That's right. You do have two traveling companions. Oh, by the way, how are Dion and Mercury?
Oh, like lovebirds, patron. Right now, they have the siesta. They do not awaken so easily as Pablo.
Where's your destination, amigo?
The town of La Center, patron. If luck is with me, and luck is always with Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez, I shall reach there by nightfall. I hear that La Center is a town where there is much money and men who like to spend it freely.
Pablo, you rascal. I see you haven't changed in the least.
I came to this locality in the belief that it was a land of peace, milk, and honey. Not the abode of trouble. But where the masked man rides, trouble is just ahead on the trail. Me, I like to inquire of the patron what trouble lies ahead this time, huh? This way Pablo could avoid it.
Well, you will do well, amigo, to avoid the trail of Baldy Sawtell.
Oh, is Baldy Sawtell the robber you seek, patron?
Yes, Pablo. He escaped from prison several weeks ago. I have information that he may be in this vicinity.
Oh, it's bad.
Well, we have to leave now, but we'll see you again. Adios, amigo. And Tonto.
Later that day, after the Lone Ranger had chosen a secluded campsite within a short riding range of the town of La Center, Dan Reed sought more information about the unusual character they had met on the trail.
He seemed very glad to see you.
I was glad to see him, too, Dan.
He was talking about turtles.
Yes, Pablo calls himself a racer of turtles. The fact of the case is Pablo is a harmless, petty gambler who uses a more colorful method of gambling than the dealer of cards.
Turtles? You mean he gambles with his turtles?
Being a very lazy man, Pablo lets a turtle do the work for him. He merely puts them in the center of a circle drawn in the sand. The first one to reach the outside of the circle is the winner.
I thought turtles had to live near water.
Well, that's how Pablo wins at his little game. He keeps one of the turtles well supplied with water. The other he keeps away from water until the race starts. And Pablo pretends to take a drink from his canteen, which he places on the sand just outside the circle. And the thirsty turtle races for it.
And that turtle, Pablo bet on.
Well, I sure want to see those turtles race when we go into town tomorrow morning.
And Tonto show them to you.
Meanwhile, as the Lone Ranger had suggested to Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez, the escaped desperado, Baldy Sawtell, and two of his henchmen had reached the town of La Center. Sawtell was enjoying his newfound freedom. In fact, too much so for his henchmen, Nick and Piney.
Baldy, you shouldn't be roaming around in public like this. Somebody might recognize you.
Yeah, that's right, Baldy. We come to town to stick up the bank. If somebody gets wise you're in town, we'll all be in the calaboose.
Yeah, shut up. Maybe I'll do a little gambling just to test my luck. Yep, that's a good idea. I feel lucky. Come on.
Come, one and all. The great turtle race is starting one minute.
Hey, what's that fat hombre got there?
He's just a fake, Baldy. He races them turtles. I've seen him once down in Juarez.
Well, I'll be swung. Racing turtles.
Hey, you better not go in that crowd.
You hombres clear out if you don't like what I'm doing. Hey, would you guys step aside and let a gambling man... Yeah, that's better.
Welcome, welcome, senor. You wish to make the bet?
Yeah, that's right, partner.
What's your money?
I like to test my luck. I just feel it in my bones. I got a lot of luck.
You're right, Sartell. You got a lot of luck today, and it's all bad. Get him up.
Say, it's the marshal.
Yeah, you got the drop on me, law dog.
Make one move towards those guns, and I'll burn you down to a cinder, Baldy.
But that's Baldy Sawtell, the outlaw, the jailbreaker.
He broke jail last week.
You ain't got a jail strong enough to hold me, law dog.
Baldy, I've got a nice, cool place with running water and everything comfy, just for you. You see, Baldy, you're kind of a special prisoner. So we've got a special jail for you. Now, get going.
Well, say, they're heading across the plaza towards that old Spanish aljibe.
I'll be dad burned if the marshal ain't smart.
The Baldy Sawtell will never break out of that old system, not in 100 years.
His destiny. The outlaw is arrest. The crowd, she leave. Me, Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez, take the siesta.
Caught by the surprising turn of events, Baldy Sawtell's henchmen, Nick and Piney, were thrown into a state of consternation by the arrest of the outlaw.
Yeah, we got to get Baldy out.
Get him out of a cistern with an armed guard walking up and down in front of it? Nick, sometimes you make me mad enough
to... Piney, you ain't near as mad as Baldy Sawtell's going to be if you and me don't get him out of that aljibe. I bet he's knee-deep in water. And water is something Baldy don't like.
Now, if it was busting him out of the town jail, that'd be easy, maybe. That old Spanish aljibe with the armed guard has got me stumped.
Piney.
Now what?
I've got it. I've got it.
You mean you thought of some way to
To get Baldy out of there. And right under the nose of that armed guard.
It can't be done.
Now listen. Nobody knows me and you are with Baldy. We can mix in town without anybody getting wise.
Sir. I ain't going to mix with that armed guard if that's what you got
in
mind.
Shut up. Now you drop in at the general store and buy a spool of real strong thread... And then drop over by the livery stable and pick up your lariat. I'll meet you back here at the hideout in about 20 minutes. If that fat Mexican turtle racer's taking his siesta.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm
going
to pay a visit to the fat Mexican turtle racer, Piney. I got an idea how to get Baldy Sawtell out of that old Spanish sister.
You're crazy.
nigh on 4 o'clock in the morning, Piney. I just blew out the last of the lights in the palace dance hall.
I'm ready when you are.
You got that lasso rope tied strong to the hitch rack?
Yeah, plenty tight.
Now look, don't get that turtle tangled up in the thread.
You won't. But I'll sure be glad to get shed of this critter. Hey, what'll we do with the other one?
I'll keep him in your pocket, you fool. If this one don't head for water, as I'm betting on, then we'll have to try it with the one you got in your pocket. Oh. He may be the one what's thirsty.
Nick, you sure are smart.
Now I'll mosey over and start talking to the guard. And you toss that turtle over as far as you can toward that old cistern. And when he gets a smell of water, I'm betting you'll head right for it.
All right, get going. I'm getting nervous.
Dan Reed and Tonto arrive in the town of Lacenter shortly after sunup, just in time to learn of the sensational news of the escape of Baldy Sawtell and the murder of the man who was guarding him.
The marshal says somebody managed to get a rope and a knife down into the albay to salt Baldy Sawtell.
Me see rope lasso.
And the marshal says that Baldy must have climbed up the rope and then threw the knife. They say he was an expert knife thrower.
Guard killed by knife and back. And that plenty bad.
It sure is bad.
We go tell Lone Ranger, Dan.
Yeah, but... wait, Tonto.
What trouble, Dan?
You promised me I could see Pablo's racing turtles.
No time now for turtles, Dan.
But it wouldn't take but a minute. He's right down the street. I saw him sleeping when we rode into town.
Look, Dan.
Why, it's Pablo. He seems excited.
That man talk much. Maybe in trouble.
Pablo! Mr. Gonzalez!
Oh, mi amiguito. Amigo mio, Tonto. You have arrived in time to hear very bad news.
Yes, it sure is bad news.
Oh, you hear already the bad news?
Sure, about Baldy Sawtell escaping after killing the man who was guarding him.
Oh, no, no, mi amigo, no. Pablo have bad news about Diana and Mercury.
Why, what happened?
Oh, great is the grief of me, Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez. I go now to report to the police.
The police? You mean the town marshal?
Si, senor, the marshal... Me, Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez, report to him that while I'm sleeping, some thief is stealing my dear Diana and Mercury.
Oh, Nishi Town Marshal come this way now.
Sure. He's looking at us, too.
Great is my fortune. I don't have to walk so far. The law, she come to Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez. Si, senor.
You Pablo Gonzalez?
Si, senor. Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez.
Does this critter belong to you?
Oh, my Diana, my beauty, my love.
Yeah, I thought so.
My Diana, she's returned. Oh, tell Pablo, who's still my darling Diana?
That's a good act you're putting on, Pablo, but it's not getting you anywhere. You're under arrest.
What? Arrest? Senor, you arrest Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez for stealing what already belonged to him? Oh, it's impossible.
Pablo, there was a tough killer escaped from the Alhibi last night. He killed a guard. Somebody helped this killer get out of the Alhibi. You savvy?
But me, I help no criminal, senor.
Yeah? Well, at the end of the rope this killer claimed to freedom on was tied a stout string.
Si, senor.
And at the end of the string, hanging down in the water, was tied this critter you're calling Diana. I'm arresting you as an accomplice. An accessory to the crime.
Hey, he ought to be hung.
Hanging's too good for it.
Tonto, we better go get the Lone Ranger quick.
Maybe you're too late now. Come, Dan.
Make way, you man. Come on, Pablo. You're going to jail before this mob gets out of hand.
Oh, my destiny, she's bad. Oh, Tonto. Tonto, amigo mio. Bring the mask one. Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez beg of you. Bring the mask, man.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Dan Reed and Tonto raced back to the Lone Ranger's camp to tell the masked man what had happened.
And when Tonto and I left, the marshal was hurrying Pablo toward the jail. But the mob was following close behind them.
It looked plenty bad for Pablo, Kimasabi.
Yes, it does, Tonto. Knowing Pablo, I'm certain that he had no hand in the escape of Baldy Sawtell. It's possible that those who did help him escape may be purposely stirring up a mob to lynch Pablo.
Say, there were a couple of men in the crowd who were having a lot to say about lynching Pablo. But why would they be doing that?
Baldy Sawtell's a crafty outlaw. He may be planning something. And a good way to cover up his own crime
be to distract attention from himself to someone else. Pablo, for instance.
Here, Silver.
We're riding to La Center immediately. Maybe we can arrive in time to stop a miscarriage of justice.
May I go?
Yes, Dan, said he, big fella. You and Tonto may be able to help me. I don't know what plan of action to take until we get there, but we'll just see what happens.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Silver.
Get up. Get up, Victor.
Meanwhile, the mob, stirred up by Nick and Piney, milled about the town jail in which Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez had been lodged. It was evident to the marshal that something drastic would soon have to be done to save the prisoner from being hanged. Therefore, he readily grasped at the first straw, a straw that was offered by none other than Nick, who entered the marshal's office.
Hey, Marshal! Marshal, things is getting mighty hot out there.
Well, I know it. Is that all you're coming here to tell me?
No. I got some information that might help you.
Information? Well, let's have it.
When you arrested the fat hombre and was leading him away to jail, I heard him yell something about getting a masked man to come to his help.
Yeah. Seems to me I remember him saying something like that myself. Now that you bring it up, well, what about it?
Well, for one thing, it proves that he ain't the only one in this business. He has a masked man somewhere who's his partner. And furthermore, he had friends right there with him this morning when you arrested him.
How do you know that?
Oh, I saw him. A boy and an Indian.
You're right. By golly, I saw him talking to them when I walked up to arrest him.
Yeah, I did too. Only I was suspicious of them right off. And when they ran out of the crowd, I followed them. They got on horses and rode like blazes out of town.
Which way'd they go?
Well, out to the end of Main Street and then turned south on the old Kearney Trail. I didn't have time to get my horse or I would have followed them myself.
Well, it's too bad you didn't. I sure haven't time to chase them now. I've got a mob on my hands.
Yeah, and that's what I come in here to talk to you about. If you went out there and told folks that this fat turtle gambler had some pards and that you was going out and bring them all in, well...
You mean it might calm them down and prevent this lynching?
Ooh, it's worth trying, Marshal.
Come on, mister. I'll speak to the crowd. Then I'll hit the Kearney Trail with a posse.
It's working out fine, Baldy.
What's happened?
Yeah, tell us.
Well, the marshal fell for what I told him. He promised the mob he'd bring back the rest of the gang. Him and a couple of deputies just rode out of town looking for the kid, the Indian, and a mask.
Well, let's go stick up the bank. What you waiting for?
No, not too fast now. Not so fast.
Hey, why not? You got the law dogs out of town.
Well, let's take our time. You just listen to my plan.
Yeah, we're listening.
We'll let that mob stew around a little while. And then Piney here will saunter down there and start circulating through the crowd. Tell him the marshal's run out on him. Maybe he's going to get reinforcements, see? You get what I mean? Just to stir him up.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, Nick. You got good ideas.
And when Piney gets her mad enough to bust down the jail, well, Baldy, me and you will go get the horses and ride over to the Stockman's National Bank.
And the coast will be plumb clear. It'll be a cinch to stick it up with everybody in town down by the jailhouse.
Yeah, how about me?
You can pick up your nag later on. Meet me and Baldy at the hideout we got in the foothills.
Yeah.
Piney, unstrap them guns and give them to me.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not going into that map without shooting iron.
Yeah, you ain't going up there with any guns either. He wants you looking like a law-abiding rancher.
But I'm not going in without guns, I say, and I mean it. You can't tell what might happen.
All right. Here's my personal derringer. Stuff it in your outside coat pocket, or it'll be handy, just in case you need one.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, nice-looking little gun, Baldy.
Now get going.
Oh, Silver, hold on.
What matter, Kimos Javi? Why we stop now?
Three horsemen coming up the trail, Tonto.
They're riding fast, too.
Me know them.
You know them?
Tonto no man on front horse. Him town marshal.
That's who it is, all right. Sure. It's the marshal.
Probably his deputies with him. I wonder why they're riding this way when there's a lynch mob in town.
That is strange.
We'll soon find out. Quick, pull in here behind these Joshua trees.
Get them out, Marshal. Come on, man.
Easy. You keep me covered, Tonto. I'll ride out and stop them.
Me do it.
Come on, Silver. Ho, Silver, ho. Right up there.
Whoa. A masked man.
What's the idea? Why, I'll shoot him.
Set the gun right out of his hand.
He's not hurt. I'm sorry I had to do that, Marshal. but I want to find out where you men are going.
We ain't talking with no masked hombre. We're the law. If you know what smart...
Shut up, Deputy. I'll do the talking here.
Get up, big boy.
Masked man, when we rode out of town, we were looking for a kid, an Indian, their masked partner.
The boy and the Indian behind me?
Yeah, they're the ones. Only I didn't know you were the masked man we were looking for. Now I'm gladder than ever I came.
What are you palavering like a ninny with this owl hoot for, Marshal? Ain't you got no pride in your badge?
I can see it all now. And I hope I've not made a big mistake.
Someone in town sent you after us. Someone who saw the boy and Indian in town this morning.
Yes, that's it. They wanted to get me and my deputies out of town so they could lynch that Mexican.
And probably cover up for Baldy Sawtell while he robs the stockman's bank.
You seem to know a lot of what may be going on, you masked critter.
Deputy, you take a look at that big white stallion. And take a look at that Indian over there. Then ask yourself what man could shoot a gun right out of your hand without nicking your hide.
You mean this masked hombre is...
The Lone Ranger.
You better start riding, Marshal. Dan, Tonto.
Get him up. Get him up.
As the Lone Ranger and his party rode into town, they found the streets deserted. In the distance, however, they could hear the rumble of many voices coming from the direction of the town's small jail.
Easy.
The Lone Ranger ordered a momentary halt in order to hastily organize a plan of action against the mob bent upon lynching Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez. No sooner had they drawn rein than the masked man saw two men ride furiously down the street, draw rein, and dismount.
Look, Marshal, on the street there.
Two men getting off their horses. They're stopping in front of the Stockman's bank.
Wait, that's Baldy Sawtell and another hombre.
Just as I suspected.
They're going to rob the bank.
Dan, Tonto.
Yes, sir?
Team of Fummy.
Tonto, you and Dan take this side street and go to the jail. I'll stay with the marshal and his deputies. Go to the jail and learn who's stirring up the trouble. We'll join you as soon as we can.
Yes, sir.
Get up. Sawtell's going into the bank.
Come on, Silver.
Get up there. They're running out of the bank.
I saw us coming. They're trying to get away. All right, get away from those horses. Keep your hands up.
You winged them both, masked man.
They're not hurt much. One of you men grab their guns.
I'll take care of them.
That bag probably contains the money they grabbed from the bank. Deputy, throw the handcuffs on Sawtell and his partner and bring them on down to the jail.
I'll take care of them. You can bet on that.
I'll be the first one that makes a move.
I think the mob will lose interest in hanging Pablo when they learn who's back of all this.
You ain't going to take us up there where that mob is.
Yes, that's where we're taking you.
Why? They'll hang us.
Sounds like the mob may have broken into the jail, Marshal. We've no time to lose. Come on, Silver.
Get up there, come on.
They have broken into the jail.
There they come out. They're dragging the Mexican.
Come on, Silver. Stop, hold it, stop. Oh, Silver, oh, boy, oh. Turn that man loose.
There ain't gonna be no hanging here.
See what I told you? I said the marshal was double-crossing you folks. He was going for reinforcements.
Ah, that's an owl hoot. That masked hombre ain't no reinforcements. I'll shoot him off the... No!
If anybody else wants to pull a gun, they'll get the same or worse.
They're starting to move in on this masked man.
Hold it. The man you have there is guilty of no crime. Look down the street.
Yonder come the deputies. They've got two hombres handcuffed.
Who the deputies got?
I see you know the deputies. The others are Baldy Sawtell and his partner. Baldy Sawtell and his partner took advantage of this lynching mob to rob the Stockman's National Bank. You would have found later that you had hung an innocent man.
Oh, amigo mio, amigo mio. You have saved my life.
Just a minute there, masked man. We admit you and the marshals captured Baldy Sawtell and another fella robbing the bank.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. But you ain't offered no proof that this fat hombre Gonzalez ain't guilty of aiding and abetting Baldy Sawtell when he tried to get out of that cistern, and when he did get out,
that's
and then
right.
killed the man who was guarding him.
That's right. Right.
Just a minute.
What is it, Dan?
Look over there. See that man who's trying to get out of the crowd?
Yes.
He's the one who was stirring him up to lynch Pablo.
I suspected there was at least one other member of Sawtell's gang involved in this. Hey, you, stop.
Who's he yelling at?
What's he want with him?
Bring that man over here.
Turn me loose. He ain't got nothing on me.
Say, I saw him hanging around town with that other hombre over there with Sawtell. I'll bet they're in cahoots.
Look out, he's going for a gun.
Hold it. Better not try for a gun.
Now, listen, masked man, you ain't got nothing on that fella.
Get your hand out of that pocket. Nobody hurt you. Stop that yelling. Get that hand out of your coat pocket. Bring it out slow. And don't try to play any tricks with the gun.
Mercury!
Mercury, my Mercury.
Why, it's a turtle. It's got hold of his finger.
Get the finger off my finger. Get it off.
He's a thief. He steals my turtles. I'll kill him. Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez will kill him with his own hands.
Hey, you was hollering for proof.
I'll kill him.
Well, there you got it. Proof that the Mexican was innocent. This Pablo Gonzalez claimed all the time that somebody stole both of his turtles. We found one at the end of the rope which got Baldy Sawtell out of the Aljibe. Now we got the other one biting on the finger of this fellow who's been trying to get you to hang Pablo.
Tell the Mexican. Sure.
Yeah, he ain't guilty of nothing.
Oh, my hand.
And you, you side-winding riot raiser. I'm arresting you for aiding and abetting Baldy Sawtell in escaping from the law. Stirring up a riot.
Yeah.
And also for stealing two turtles from Pablo Alfredo Gonzalez.
Muchas gracias, Senor Marshal. But plenty more thanks to mi amigo, the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.